Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, February 22. Coming up, no need for government to draw down on IMF funds. Prime Minister calls for increased collaboration in tourism and Agriculture Minister urges stakeholders to utilize modern technology to expand livestock sector. The details after the break.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your classmates. To be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because math counts.
Now the news. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, is optimistic that Jamaica will not need to access the $600 million available under the new International Monetary Fund IMF standby arrangement over the short term. Mr. Winter says Jamaica's net international and non-borrowed reserves, which exceed $2 billion, are sufficient to manage more typical financial shocks.
We are now much more confident because of the level of reserves that we have, and the backstop adds to our confidence. And I think that the increasing stability in the other macro indicators, and very importantly, the steady picking up of the rate of real economic growth and jobs, are, I think, what allow us to think of ourselves as very reasonable in this more optimistic outlook.
The $600 million fund is comprised of an initial $430 million that was made available on the agreement's signing and an additional $170 million that will be provided out of the board's approval of the October to December 2016 review currently being conducted by a visiting IMF mission. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is assuring public sector stakeholders that the government will work to resolve any concerns they have with proposed pension scheme reforms in amicable fashion. Mr. Holness says he has been following the public discourse over the new pension reforms being proposed by government, including concerns raised by professional groups such as teachers and police officers.
I'm listening to the concerns being presented by the various stakeholders. When we talk about pensions, it must be a cooperative posture and not antagonism.
The Prime Minister was addressing Sagicor Group Jamaica Limited's pension investment seminar on Tuesday. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging tourism stakeholders in Montego Bay to work together to upgrade the infrastructure in the second city. Mr. Holness says comprehensive development and upgrading of Montego Bay's infrastructure must take place in order for the city to take advantage of the tourism opportunities set to come on stream over the next few years. Accomplishing this, he says, will require strategic and proactive development planning among the sector's stakeholders, noting that major attention must be paid to the development and improvement of the popular hip strip on Gloucester Avenue.
It will require the stakeholders, including the minister, the members of parliament, the local government, the owners and developers, including the owners of properties who may not see the necessity of using those properties in a strategic development thrust, to come together as Team Jamaica to build a tourism product that will last for the next 50 years.
The Prime Minister was addressing the official opening of the Royal Decameron Cornwall Beach Resort in Montego Bay, St. James. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda is calling for the adoption of modern technologies to expand the livestock sector. Speaking at the official opening of a small ruminant reproductive and fertility laboratory at the Hounslow Demonstration Center in St. Elizabeth recently, he said Jamaica has the capacity to produce the best breeds of sheep through the use of embryo transplant technology.
We don't have the resources to develop the type of herd sizes that would make us able to supply our needs. What, therefore, we have to do is to turn to the adoption of appropriate technology. And there is no finer example of the application of appropriate technology than exists in agriculture.
The Hounslow Reproductive Laboratory was established by the Ministry through collaboration with the Common Fund for Commodities, Government of New Zealand, and the Caribbean Development Bank. It will facilitate artificial insemination and embryo transfer to significantly increase and diversify the production of goat and sheep. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.